Have you ever found yourself lying on the floor, completely drained of motivation to exercise? That's exactly where Stephen Guise found himself in December 2012. In a moment of desperation, he challenged himself to do just one push-up, a goal so absurdly small it seemed almost pointless. Yet that single push-up changed everything. Once in position, he naturally did a few more, then added some pull-ups, and eventually completed his entire workout. This one push-up challenge became the foundation for the mini-habits system, a revolutionary approach to behavior change that has transformed thousands of lives through tiny, consistent actions. Unlike traditional self-improvement approaches with their dismal 95% failure rates, mini-habits works because it aligns with how our brains actually function rather than fighting against our natural tendencies. Relying on motivation for habit formation is fundamentally unstable. Motivation fluctuates with blood sugar, hormones, energy, external events, and mental state. Even poor sleep can diminish enthusiasm for planned activities. More critically, motivation requires wanting something more than competing alternatives. The law of decreasing enthusiasm explains why motivation-based approaches fail. As behaviors become habitual, they naturally generate less emotional response, undermining motivation-dependent strategies. Willpower provides a more reliable foundation, enabling task completion regardless of emotional state. Research demonstrates willpower functions like a muscle that strengthens with consistent exercise. Students practicing small acts of self-control improved across unrelated areas from studying to dietary choices. However, willpower has biological limits. In the radish and cookies experiment, participants forced to resist chocolate cookies showed significantly less persistence on subsequent tasks, demonstrating ego depletion. Research identifies five key willpower drains: physical/mental effort, perceived difficulty, negative emotions, subjective fatigue, and blood glucose levels. Decision-making draws from the same energy pool as willpower, explaining why difficult decisions early in the day can deplete self-control later. The mini-habits approach involves committing to 1 to 4 stupidly small strategic actions daily. These actions are deliberately tiny, like one push-up, writing 50 words, reading 2 pages, drinking 1 glass of water, flossing 1 tooth, or meditating for 30 seconds, making them impossible to fail or skip. Their power lies in accessibility. Even when tired, stressed, or unmotivated, these tiny actions remain doable. Once begun, many people naturally exceed their many habits. One push-up transforms into a workout, and reading 2 pages extends to a chapter. This approach neutralizes the 5 major causes of willpower depletion by requiring minimal exertion, presenting trivial perceived difficulty, avoiding unpleasant feelings by adding good behaviors rather than denying pleasures, reducing subjective fatigue with achievable targets, and preserving blood glucose through energy efficiency. The strategy leverages Newton's first law. Objects at rest stay at rest, while objects in motion tend to stay in motion. By making the first action incredibly small, many habits overcome initial resistance and get you moving, allowing momentum to work in your favor. Many habits expand your comfort zone through gentle, sustainable steps rather than dramatic leaps. While traditional approaches push you far outside your comfort zone only to snap back when motivation fades, many habits take you just one step beyond, uncomfortable but manageable. With consistent small steps, your subconscious adapts and your circle permanently expands. The approach works by addressing 2 forms of resistance. 1, resistance before action. Mini-habits suggest moving forward slightly to generate momentum rather than waiting for motivation. Starting is the hardest part, but many habits require just a gentle nudge. 2. Resistance to do more. Taking the first step often eliminates this second wave of resistance entirely. This creates a powerful bonus rep effect. Over 90% of the time, you'll exceed your minimum requirement once you've started. The author often begins with his 50-word writing requirement and ends up producing 2,000 words, not from exceptional discipline, but because the mini habit removed the initial barrier, allowing natural momentum to take over. Autonomy, the feeling of having control and decision-making power, is crucial for satisfaction and persistence in behavioral change. Traditional self-help approaches often fail by demanding extreme sacrifice or offering empty motivation. Many habits provide gentle structure without triggering resistance because their requirements are so small. After meeting these minimal requirements, you're free to continue or stop without guilt. This autonomy makes the process more enjoyable and sustainable. Research shows that perceived freedom increases persistence and activates intrinsic motivation, improving outcomes across domains. Mini habits effectively bridge abstract life goals like being healthy with concrete daily actions like one push-up. Psychological research indicates that positive moods promote abstract thinking, which helps with big-picture vision but can hinder the concrete thinking needed for daily execution. Mini habits maintain this connection while keeping daily requirements specific. Additionally, mini habits generate two powerful benefits: increased mindfulness and strengthened willpower. When you monitor something daily, even something seemingly insignificant, it naturally rises in your consciousness, making you more aware of related opportunities throughout your day. Implementing mini habits means selecting 1 to 4 stupid small behaviors you want to develop. For each habit, repeatedly ask why until you reach circular answers that reveal your core motivation, ensuring alignment with inner values rather than external pressures. Choose between time-based cues, exercising at 3 p.m., activity-based cues, exercising after lunch, or freedom-based cues, completing requirements anytime before sleep. While specific cues typically work best, mini habits can succeed with flexible timing because they're small enough to preserve willpower. Since our brains seek immediate gratification, attach small rewards to mini habits, like watching funny videos after writing, to train your brain to associate positive feelings with these behaviors until they become self-sustaining. Track daily completions using a wall calendar, smartphone app, or digital tracker. The visible growing chain becomes motivating. Beware of sneaky swelling when consistently exceeding your mini habit creates a new subconscious expectation. Remember that meeting your small goal constitutes complete success. Mini habits represent a paradigm shift in personal development, focusing on consistent small actions rather than dramatic transformations. This approach works with our brain's natural tendency to resist change and conserve energy. While massive changes trigger our brain's threat response, tiny steps bypass this resistance. Neuroplasticity research confirms that small, repeated actions create stronger neural pathways than occasional large efforts. Daily mini habits build more lasting change than infrequent, intense efforts. By mastering willpower management through strategic small steps, you gain the ability to direct your actions regardless of motivation, a crucial skill during challenging times when emotional resources are depleted. Every monumental achievement began with a single step. The compound effect of tiny behaviors performed consistently creates lasting change that unsustainable efforts never achieve. In a world obsessed with overnight success, perhaps the most revolutionary act is embracing the power of minimal actions, doing just one push-up, writing one sentence, or reading one page, and watching as these gradually transform your life.